很高兴，很高兴再次来到教会当中，与大家在一起。英语的翻译可能稍微老一点，中文的翻译是不是也很是旧的翻译呢？Andrew 有时候啊不是很懂英文在讲什么，希望你们能懂。
Not. Oh, now we're right. Okay. So I will explain parts of it as we go along.
我会啊在讲道当中解释下面的经文。
I want you to hear about a man called Carl.
我会讲一个关于卡尔的故事。
And Carl was born into a progressive and wealthy Jewish family.
卡尔是在一个富有的犹太家庭出生的。
His father came from a long line of rabbis.
他的父亲是犹太教的祭司。
But the family had put aside their religious beliefs.
但是他的家人却放弃了他们的信仰。
But Karl Marx went even further.
而卡尔马克思却更加严重。
He thought religion should be thrown away completely.
他认为宗教信仰是应该被抛弃的。
And it was, he said it was the sigh of the oppressed creature, the heart of a heartless world, and the soul of soulless conditions.
他认为这是无知、被压迫和堕落的象征。
He thought it was the opium of the people.
这是人们思想上的鸦片。
And so in the 19th century, Karl Marx longed for and prophesied the end of religion.
所以在19世纪之前，他便预言了信仰即将结束。
And he had lots of company.
而且他还有很多的追随者。
For example, a man called Auguste Comte, the founder of the discipline of sociology, predicted the end of religion.
奥古斯特·孔德，社会学的创始人，也同样预言了信仰的结束。
And as you know, the communist state in China tried to do away with religion or to tame it.
中国的共产党试图去消灭或控制信仰。
But all attempts have failed.
但是他们并没有成功。
Religion has not died.
信仰没有被消灭。
In fact, in places like China, it is thriving, and much in the modern world, it's thriving.
事实上，在现今的世界，比如说中国，信仰日渐兴旺。
So religion may have changed, but it is alive and kicking.
它也许会有一些改变，但是却还是在存在，并且在复兴。
It's an undeniable part of life.
这是类生命中一个无可争辩的事实。
And it's here to stay.
并且一直会存在。
And here's the central part of the problem.
下面是个问题。
You see, the world in which religion won't go away is a very different world.
有信仰的国家是一个很不同的国家。
It's a world where we're all interconnected together.
在这样的世界里面，我们彼此连结。
It's a world of technology and communication.
这是一个科技信息的时代。
It's a world of trade and travel and the internet and economic globalization.
这是一个充满了贸易、旅行、互联网和经济化的时代。
So it's a world of interdependence.
所以这个世界是互相依赖的。
And as we've seen in the past few years, this world of interdependence is a fragile world.
但是在过去的几年中，这个互相联络、互相依赖的世界却是一个脆弱的世界。
And one of the great problems in the modern world is religion.
而其中最大的问题便是信仰。
And we in the modern world know that some of the most difficult conflicts in the world have religious roots.
我们知道这世界中有许多因为信仰而产生的冲突。
So at this moment around the world there are an incredible amount of conflicts.
现在也发生了惊人数目的战争和冲突。
And many have religious roots to them.
而且很多都跟信仰有关系。
So how do we as members of the world solve this problem?
我们作为这个世界的一员，该如何解决这个问题呢？
One of the solutions is something called soteriological pluralism. That's a big word, but I'll explain it.
第一个解决方法叫做多元文化。
And this says there are lots of ways of attaining salvation.
这是一个有着很多方法达到了救赎的建议。
It says there are many ways to come to God.
换句话说，我们有很多种道路去寻求神。
Now this has been a very popular approach.
而且这是一个很受欢迎的方法。
Many people have taken it on board.
许多人都试着尝试这种方法。
Even Oprah Winfrey believes this.
甚至奥普拉温弗利也相信这一点。
In 2002, she said, one of the greatest mistakes we make is to believe there is only one way. There are many diverse paths to God.
她在2002年4月中说道，我们生命中所犯的最大的错误之一就是认为人生只有一条路，但是却有很多不同的路径可以通向神。
Underneath this lies a sentiment of great hope, and that is that if we break down religious divisions, then we can keep our fragile world going.
在这个观点下面却隐藏着他的一份希望，这希望是如果我们能够在信仰上得到统一的话，这个易碎的世界便可得以安宁。
So today I want to see what the Bible has to say about this.
所以今天让我们来看一看圣经对这个话题怎么说。
And the way I want to do it is to look at the Bible's analysis of human beings and of God.
我们要看一下圣经是如何分析上帝和人的。
So I want you to come with me to an imaginary situation.
所以我请你们现在跟我一起想象一下。
I want you to imagine that you are responsible to arrange a meeting.
想象一下你们要安排一个会议。
You've got to get two people together in one room.
你要把两个人放在一个屋子里面。
And your goal is to have those two people to talk to each other and relate to each other.
而你的目的是让这两个人能够彼此熟悉。
Now let me tell you who the two people are.
让我来说一下这两个人是谁。
The first person is God.
第一位是神。
And the second person is humanity, or if you like, some representative human being.
第二个是人类，或是一个人类的代表。
So there are two people.Let's see if we can get them together. Let's see if we can find out a bit about them.
所以让我们来一起来看看从这两个参加者中可以知道什么。
Now, on your outline there, I put two passages from the Bible.
你的概要是会给你们两节描写上帝的经文。
I want you to imagine there a sort of personality profile of these two people.
我们可以暂时把他们当作一个是人性格的简历。
They're not a complete picture, but they give you the general idea.
他们并不是完全的，但是会给你们一个大概的想法。
I want you to look at those two passages and see what they tell you about God. And when you do, I want you to ask yourself, who is God and what is God like?
我要你们从这两节经文中问自己，我们能从中学到什么？第一个问题是上帝是谁？第二个是他是什么样子
？And the things you might look for are his name.And what they imply about him, and the poetical ways that we talk about his character.
我们要找的是他的不同的名称和这些名称都代表了什么，还有词语用来形容神的性格。
So look at Isaiah 6 in your outline there.
所以让我们一起来看这个经文。
Very quickly, I want you to read it and tell me and just talk to yourself about what God is like. So this is a picture of God. What do you think God is like in Isaiah 6?
通过这段经文，你们能认为想象到上帝是什么样子的
？Two minutes to do it.
给你两分钟时间。
You've got from now, Isaiah 6.
以赛亚书六章。
Okay, that's probably enough time. Let's try and put together a composite picture using these passages. First of all, did you notice the names that God is called?
让我们想象一下这些经文里面在讲什么。第一点，你们有没有注意到圣经中形容神的这些名字、这些词语
？Did you notice he's called King, Lord Almighty, Holy One？
你们有没有注意到他神被称为王、圣洁的主和神圣的那一位
？He also sits on a throne, which implies that he is a king and a judge。
而且他坐在宝座上，是这个世界的王和审判者。
We're told he's a holy God。And he sits, he's exalted above all his creatures.
他在一切万物之上。
That means he's very different to his creatures.
这表明他与万物完全分开。
He's like a king enthroned above and judge of all the world.
他掌管世界上的一切。
Now look at Isaiah 40.
让我们一起看以赛亚书四十章。
And did you notice what God is like in Isaiah 40?
你们有没有注意到上帝是什么样子
？He creates the world.
他创造了万物。
He holds the world up.
他维持着世界。
He oversees the world.
他掌管这个世界。
He's the king of all the world.
他是这个世界的统治者。
He's not a product of our imagination.
他不是我们人类想象出来的产物。
He's not made by us.
他不是人造的。
Instead, he's the God who created us.
相反的是他造了人。
And all humans, all creatures are under his rule.
人类和其他的生物全在他的掌管之下。
So there's the picture of God.
所以让我们来想象一下。
Now let's look at our second set of passages. I want you to ask yourself when you look at these passages, who are humans and what are they like?
让我们来看第二套经文，还是同样的问题。
Don't just look at the words, look at the impression created by the words.
不要只看字的表面，要看这段话后面的意思。
I want you to look particularly at Romans 3:9-18 or 20.
你们要特意看一下罗马书第三章九节。
So read it now, and read it now, and I want you to ask yourself, what are humans like according to this passage?
读这段经文，并且想人是什么样子的。
2 minutes again.
两分钟时间。
Now I wonder if you can create a composite picture of humanity.
你现在没有一个大概的想法。
First, humans are all created by God.
首先，人是被造的那个。
They're responsible to God.
他们对神要负责任。
They're created to relate to God.
他们被造是要与神有连结。
But inside them, there is a force which pushes them to be independent from God.
但是却有一股力量推动着他们要独立生活。
And that independence affects the way they think and act and relate and speak.
这独立的想法影响了他们的思想、行为、关系和语言。
So here are all humans inclined away from God, and God who is inclined to be the king of all the world.
所以上帝要当神，但是人也要当神。
Now, we've been selective in our choice of passages, but I want to tell you these passages represent the whole of the Bible.
我也许有目的性的选择了这些经文，但是我要告诉你们，这些经文很有代表性。
So, can you see the picture here? Here is God.
所以你们能看到一个景象吗？
Holy, sovereign, creator, judge.
上帝是有权柄的，是审判者。
He can't live without impurity or sin.
他不能容忍罪。
Sorry, with impurity or sin. And he can't live with other beings that are sinful. There's God.
他也不允许有罪孽的东西。
So he's pure and holy. He can't tolerate sin and unholiness.
上帝是纯净的、神圣的，不能容忍罪和不圣洁的存在。
And over here you have humanity.
而另一方面是人。
They are prone to being independent, and they seek to do their own things their own way without God.
他们倾向于独立自主，他们愿意去按自己的意思去做事。
They're sinful and opposed to living the way God intended them to live.
换句话说，他们是有罪的，与神当初造他们时的意图相反。
So do you think you could get those two groups of people together in one room?
我们可以把神与人放在一个屋子里面吗？
Can they relate together?
这两者能够互相连接吗？
Can God meet with humanity?
人可以与神见面吗？
I think from these two passages, the answer is no.
从今天的经文中有正确答案，那就是不能。
The gap between those two parties is enormous. Sin has separated them.
因为两者之间有巨大的差异，是罪把他们分开。
They can't have company with each other.
他们不能同时存在。
On the one hand, God can't simply forgive and forget human sinfulness and remain holy.
一方面，上帝不能既是圣洁而又容忍人的罪恶。
And humans can't change who they are and what they're like.
而人类也不能改变他们罪的本性。
But maybe there's some hope.
但是这也并不是毫无希望的。
After all, we are dealing with God here, and perhaps God can do something about this.
我们面对的是神，也许神有其他的办法。
And do you know what? The Bible tells us that this God is also not only a judge, but compassionate and merciful and kind and forgiving.
圣经说，神不只是审判者，他也是有怜悯、有慈爱、有宽容的神。
In the words of Exodus 34, He's the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God.
出埃及记34章说，他是主，一位有怜悯、有慈爱的主。
Or as Isaiah 59 says, He's a God whose arm is not so short that it cannot save.
以赛亚书59章一节说，耶和华的膀臂并非缩短，不能拯救。
So maybe there's some way out of this problem.
所以在这样的绝境下，我们还是有希望的。
But whatever we do, God won't. We mustn't let God. It won't involve God compromising His nature.
但是不管怎么样，上帝的性质是不可改变的。
He must remain God.
他依旧是神。
And also, we can't pretend that humans aren't human.
我们也不可以承认我们不是人。
Human independence, rebellion, and sin must be recognized for what it is.
我们要认清人的反叛性、独立性和罪性。
Human sin must be dealt with as sin.
罪一定要被当作罪来处理。
So can the two ever meet?
所以他们两个能在一起吗？
Yes, they can.
可以。
God has found a way in which His mercy can triumph over His judgment.
神的怜悯胜过了神的审判。
God has a yes.
神说是的。
And that yes is found in the cross of Christ.
而他的肯定答案由耶稣的十字架彰显出来。
Because as Jesus is lifted up on the cross, God shouts to His world, "Look at this!"
因为当耶稣被钉在十字架上时，上帝说：“看哪。”
Yes, it is possible.
是的，这是有可能的。
I can meet with humanity.
我可以与人见面。
I can meet with you.
我可以与你见面。
The New Testament writers are clear that in the cross, God brings relationship with Him into the realms of possibility.
新约圣经的作者们清楚地写道，我们与神之间建立关系的可能性。
Because in the cross, God says humans are sinful.
因为圣经说人是有罪的。
They are independent and they deserve judgment.
他们是应当受审判的。
Sin is awful and separating.
罪是丑陋，罪的丑陋被显露无疑。
But God is also holy and sovereign and merciful and saving.
但是神是圣洁、公义、有权柄、有怜悯、慈爱和救赎的。
Now have a look at our last passage, which is Romans 3.
让我们看一下最后一节当中讲到的这些。
And I'm going to read in a more modern version.
我要用现代当代的英语来读出来。
Verse 21 to 26.
第21节到26节。
Which says, Now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe.
就是神的义，因信耶稣基督。
For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, they are now justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
Whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by His blood, effective through faith. He did this to show His righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over sins previously committed. And it was to prove at the present time that He is righteous and that He justifies the one who has faith in Jesus.
神设立耶稣作为挽回祭，是凭耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
Please understand what I'm saying this afternoon.
请听清楚我要说的话。
You see, the issues we're talking about are real spiritual issues.
我们所说的这个话题是真正的属灵话题。
They have to do with God and His nature.
这跟神和他的神性有关。
They have to do with us and our nature.
这和我们和我们的本性有关。
And we have to decide which set of beliefs fit.
而我们要去选择哪一个信念是正确的。
Now my own view is that this is where Christianity is different to every other religion.
我个人的观点是，这个方面，基督教与其他宗教不一样。
You see, God is not a nice English gentleman.
神并不是一个有绅士风度的英国人。
No, he's all you'd expect a God to be.
他正是你所期待的那个神的形象。
A God that really is God is holy and cannot tolerate evil.
他是圣洁的，不能容忍罪恶的。
But God'sOverwhelming disposition is toward grace and mercy and compassion.
但是神的本性也具有恩典与怜悯的特质。
You see, He longs to be friends with His creation.
他想用他的全心去和他所创造的人连接。
Christianity is also serious, treats sin seriously.
基督教也很认真地看待罪。
It acknowledges what's obvious to everyone who has eyes to see, humans are inclined to be self-centered.
我们可以很明显的看到人类是非常自我中心的。
And anyone who's self-centered is inclined towards sin.
这也证明了他们是倾向于罪恶的。
Evil is simply doing what is good for what works for you at any cost.
罪恶就是为了自己的利益而不惜一切代价。
Christianity acknowledges both things.
基督教 看到这两件事。
And it says, if we are to be in relationship with God, friendship with God, then something needs to happen.
所以他说，如果我们要与神连结的话，我们就要抛开自己。
We cannot be saved or reborn or made whole or achieve fulfillment without external intervention.
如果没有外界力量的帮助，我们就没有办法重生得救。
Trying to save yourself is trying to pull yourself up by your shoelaces.
我们不能把自己举起来。
You can't do it.
做不到。
We need help.
我们需要帮助。
And Christianity tells us that God does the only thing that is possible.
而基督教告诉我们，他做神做的事都是可能的。
He acts on our behalf.
他影响着我们的行为。
He's surprising in His grace.
上帝有巨大的怜悯。
He becomes a human being in Jesus.
他变成耶稣降在人间。
And as a human being, He does what no human being has done previously. He acts unselfishly and in total obedience.
而作为人类，他所体现出的无私和绝对的顺服是从来没有人能够做到的。
And as the one righteous human being, He takes the punishment of all human beings upon Himself.
并且作为一个正直的人、无罪的人，他承受了人类一切的罪。
And at this point, I need to apologize because this is not in my notes. So see how we go, okay? So imagine this is me, the human being Andrew.
让我们想象一下，这个地方是 Andrew.
And imagine this book represents everything I've ever done wrong.
而那本圣经代表着他以前所犯下的所有的罪。
And imagine this is Jesus.
想象一下，另外一边是耶稣。
And Jesus.Doesn't have a book because he's never done anything wrong.
而耶稣并没有那本罪的圣经，因为他从来没有犯过罪。
He's always been in friendship with God.
他一直都与神有一个好的关系。
And what Jesus does is say, "I will take your book upon myself."
而耶稣所做的就是拿走了我们所有的罪。
All the record of your sin, I will take upon myself.
他承担了我们的罪。
And he dies for it.
他为我们死。
How does that leave me?
而我现在还剩什么呢？
But Andrew can now relate to God.
而我现在可以与上帝有一个美好的关系。
And the good thing is Jesus buries that book with my record of sin.
而上帝把我的罪埋在下面。
And then rises back to life again.
而又升回到与上帝。
Can you see what Christianity does? It says sin is serious. God is forgiving.
上帝是有怜悯的。
Thank you. I hope that's worked.
I hope so.
Okay. In this way, Jesus is unique in the world of religion.
Yes.
So we've skipped pages, sorry.
Yep.
Down the bottom of page 14.
耶稣是所有信仰的核心。
Yeah. Jesus alone is the way, the truth, and the life.
他是唯一的道路。
And without Jesus, we would have a view of God that is truncated or warped.
而除了耶稣以外，我们没有其他的办法。
And so I want to urge you today to flee to Jesus.
所以我希望你们能够去寻求耶稣。
For he alone is the hope of the world.
唯有他是这个世界的希望。
He alone is our hope that we can have friendship with God.
那只有通过他，我们才能与神建立关系。
He alone will bring us to God.
只有他可以带你到上帝那里。
He alone is the savior of the world.
唯有他是这个世界的救主。
Thank you. Let's pray.Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you that he brings us to you and allows us to be forgiven. Father, we pray that you would help us to trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of sin and for relationship with you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.